Hello, dear listeners. It is I, DJ Star Sage, and you're in for a special late weekend edition of Surely You Jest. I have just climbed aboard Her Majesty's carriage, and we're about to run a few errands. So, won't you join me? And how have you been? What are you up to? As I said, I am on my way out of the house, and I am just making my way to town to run a few errands while hubby Billy is out at work on this Sunday, summer Sunday, with more than a kiss of fall in the air. It is probably in the early 60s outside, and it's a little bit overcast. So we are definitely on our way to fall weather, which is fine with me because, as I've said, I live in an older house and we do not have air conditioning. And I actually associate the fall with more comfortable sleeping weather. We're prone to leave our windows open in the summer, and as we get into the fall here, we start to remember to close them because along with the cooler weather, there is the subtle reminder of seasonal allergies. This is more prominent out here in not quite apple country because in this neck of the woods, we still have farm country. In fact, it's only a stone's throw away. I do believe that when we bought the house, one of the disclosures our realtor provided us was that our area, our county, is known to be more rural and agrarian, I guess is what you'd call it, more prone to have farmers than the bigger city. So they want you to know that before you move in, because now and then you may get a certain odorific allure that if you're not familiar with the countryside, may be offensive. So having those windows open at night, it's not quite as much about the odor for me as it is the pollen in the air, the corn crop or the wheat crop, whatever it is the farmer is growing, tends to spray little nicies in the air and give folks like yours truly a little difficulty when it comes to conking out for the night. So, yes, and I'm reminded by this as I need to get my inhaler refilled. A year ago, before hubby and I got onto our dieting regimen, I was roughly 100 pounds overweight, and I was finding myself in need of the inhaler much more often, especially with every day-to-day tasks like going up and down the stairs, of which there are in our house because we have a colonial revival, so a staircase is one of the main features. So, yes, I am on my way to town to pick up a few things, and of course, unlike the online shopping experience, this is not one-stop shopping. Of course, this tends to happen when you wait to the last minute, so I need a few things. We have a costuming project going on right now. Hubby Billy is brushing up on his skills and perfecting a couple of ensembles for the weekend camping experience coming up with Toppy Smelly and Baron Frosty at the Naughty Boy Camp. We'll have to tell you more about that once the time comes. And let's see, what else am I shopping for today? Well, I recently discovered that my smartwatch, my Fitbit, is not holding a charge anymore. Or at least, the charger that I have doesn't seem to work. Now, I've worked in technical support before, for a number of years, as a matter of fact. So I've already done some troubleshooting and determined that it was actually the charger itself, because a friend at work has the same one, and I was able to use hers without problem. So I'm off to the store, and I'm going to replace that, and that's my one percenter problem for the day. Although I am nowhere within the realm of being a one percenter. We still cook our own meals and do our own laundry, drive ourselves. Oh, wouldn't that be nice just for a day? I tell ya, that would be like one of those old game shows where you're queen for the day. Wouldn't that be great? Just have everything done for you just for one day. Okay, maybe a couple of days, but anyways. So I've got that, and I've got some groceries to pick up, and this was sort of a long weekend for me. We just got over the holiday weekend this last week, but we are slowly stepping into that time of year. No, I didn't say the S word, and I didn't say the H or the C word, but we all know it's coming, and so I like to pamper myself a little. I've been at my job long enough that I'm getting a little extra vacation time. And yes, I'm being selfish. I'd rather spend it on me than with my family who won't come visit me. So, in anticipation of their greater greediness, not greediness, their higher demand for my time with the coming seasons, I have preemptively scheduled out me time. And so how do I accomplish that? Well, it's called taking Mondays and Fridays off. People who have money to burn and have connections to go on to far-off places will take a week of vacation time, and I prefer to spread my time out throughout the year. I take Mondays and Fridays off when I can. So I've made the month of September a little bit more enjoyable because I have a long weekend coming with our camping trip. I had a long weekend with the holiday, and so I gave myself another long weekend. So September is something of a light month. Now, October, that's probably going to be a different story, but, you know, at least there's fun things going on during the fall season, so I don't need quite as many distractions. So, I am certainly looking forward to the coming season. It's one of my favorite times of the year. The fall leaf colors here in Western New York remind me of some of my favorite landscapes, the colors of Tuscany with their beautiful bronzes and oranges and reds. So that's one of the reasons why I enjoy the fall season so much. That, and having been a heavier person, I was prone to being overheated more easily, so the cooler fall weather was something that seemed to agree with me more. Now, my husband, who, if you'll excuse the phrase, I consider to be a fat girl trapped in a skinny bitch's body, And I say this with love because when we met, he had an avaricious appetite for junk food. Of course, he has his fair share of allergies, and so these are all things that he should have been avoiding to begin with. But anyways, hubby tells me that this year is going to be an eye-opening experience because now that I have lost the weight, I may actually be wearing sweaters this year. Whereas, of course, in years past, the sweater was akin to a pair of socks in my world because, well, it wasn't really an appreciated gift. I'd smile and then it'd be put in a drawer somewhere just to prove that I received it and still had it. So this year I may actually wear a sweater from time to time. But let's see. We have a few other things nearby that provide some enjoyment for the season. There's a nearby farm that has a corn maze, and they have all sorts of delightful treats there. They have their own homemade sausage sandwiches. They have kettle corn and all sorts of baked goods. They also make their own donuts. So while it's not normally on our regular diet, it is allowed from time to time. You do have to treat yourself now and then, just as a reminder to the way your life may have used to have been. Because complete denial is a sure recipe for failure. Always give yourself a little bit of an indulgence just to shock the system. So I am just passing our Goodwill, and they have their sign out for the season. Of course, their collection this time of year is just filled with ladies' discards, including many a prom dress and bridesmaid outfit. And there are lots of, I should say, dollar store quality costuming accessories available right now. So if costuming is your thing, this is the time of year that's like Christmas. Of course, many refer to Halloween as Gay Crima, and I'm not one to disagree. So, let's see. What else is going on? Well, I am catching up on Star Trek Enterprise, and I am into the third season finally, where T'Pol has decided to stay aboard the Enterprise despite the Vulcan High Command's recommendation that she leave before the Enterprise enters the Delphic Expanse. And of course now T'Pol has remained aboard and is no longer in what I imagine was a Vulcan uniform, although it looked more like a cat suit. And she's wearing more, I'd like to say, leisure suits. Not the typical 70s leisure suits, but a stylized satin cat suit. A couple of different varieties. And we get to see her in a then Starfleet uniform in one episode I've just watched called Exiled, where it shows a alternate future where Captain Archer has been infected by a Zindi parasite that is resistant to treatment, and Dr. Phlox discovers the only means of treating this is essentially a temporal remedy. So a very good episode, which results in T'Pol taking care of Captain Archer in his twilight years. So I am a good part of the way to the store, running into some construction. So I'm going to let you guys get going. As always, you can email me at djstarsage@gmail.com. I am on Twitter at TFNDJ. The Duchess Sue and I will be returning with new episodes of The Far Away Nearby in 2 weeks. We'll be doing our live show on pride48.com at 5 p.m. Eastern on the fourth Saturday of the month. And there's just a handful of episodes to last us to the end of the year. So if you'll go to tfnpodcast.com, go ahead and fill out our listener survey for us and let us know what you'd like to hear in the coming year. So that is all for now. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
This program is a proud member of UniVoz. Unified, unique voices. Learn more at UniVozPods.net.